Good morning. Oh, praise the Lord that He loves us so much that He wants to be our source. He created us knowing that He was going to be our source for everything. And that's going to be our topic today. But before we start off, I want to go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer real quick and bless our time together. Father God, thank you so much for this time and the honor that we could come together and give you glory, honor, and praise. Lord, we come to you with a full heart of thanksgiving. Lord, I thank you for a warm house. I thank you, Lord, for people that love me. Lord, I thank you for the simplest of things, breath, sunlight, that you care about every burden that we carry. Lord, I pray you'll bless our time together, that you'll speak to each heart, that each heart, including my own, would not be the same from spending our time together with you today. Lord, I pray a blessing upon our time. Lord, I pray that you will speak through my mouth of clay. Give me supernatural recall of your word and your scripture, Lord. Help me speak directly to your children, your sons, your daughters, Lord, that you would help us to be renewed, restored, and know how much you love us by the time we're done. Help us to be more faithful with who we are and what you've given us, Lord, with the mission, the call, the purpose that you've placed on our life. We love you, Father God. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as I was preparing my message, I actually have one completely prepared because the Lord gave one to me earlier yesterday. And then I realized that wasn't for this week. That one was for next week. He was getting ahead of the game on helping me getting prepared. So I thought that was phenomenal. But as I was laying in bed praising him for the day, and I struggled to go to sleep last night, and I don't have that very often, but I really struggled. And So when I struggle, I go to the Lord in prayer, and I just spent some time with him, and he was showing me all the amazing blessings that I have in my life. And it kind of started off where I thought, you know, I'm just a little chilly. And so I turned on a heating pad, and I grabbed my little pug and had her snuggle in a little bit closer. And then the Lord said, look, I've given you instantly the warmth that you desire. And then my heart went to the people that don't have a warm, soft bed to sleep in, that don't truly know that someone loves them, that someone cares for them. And then I was praying, and my mind wandered over to some of the conversations that I had from coaching clients last week. Last week was a marathon week for me. Boy, everybody was so excited to get the year finished up really strong, get the next year planned, and we ran several free calls and free programs last week as winding up our thank you time of this year, giving away free gifts. And then I had a call that I did on how to have a $1,000 reorder business. And it just seemed like it was one thing after another, and I was so, so tired. And then I realized what God was telling me. And he said, I'm your source. I'm your source. Stop trying to do everything in your own strength. Let me. And I don't know if you get to that place in your life, like many of my clients were, and where I was last week, where everybody was just working so hard. We're thankful that we can work hard. We're thankful that we have the influence. We're thankful for the business. But sometimes we stop and we don't realize it until the end of the day when we're in utter exhaustion that God is our source. He's our source for strength, for energy, for absolutely everything. And sometimes we forget to realize that. I want you to realize today that God's your source for inspiration. He's your source for breath. He's your source for the words that you're going to speak. You know, how do I know this? I want to give you some scripture so that you've got solid scripture foundation for this. He took me to Romans 7:16, he said, the Spirit himself testifies together with our own spirit, assuring us that we are children of God. He makes sure that we know that God is our Father. And isn't, when we have an earthly father, aren't they really the source for the baby? Yeah. And when the baby's born, the father wants to take care of the baby. He wants to provide for the baby. He goes on to say, and if we are his children, then we are his heirs. Heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, sharing with his inheritance with him. Only we must share his suffering if we are to share his glory. Sometimes we forget that God's our source in the tough times. What he's doing is he's taking us through. I've never, ever seen one person that the Lord took through to the other side just for that person going through the circumstance. He takes us through the struggle, through the circumstance, because he wants us to be able to minister that with others, to give them hope. The message that I give in church after church and in woman's retreat after woman's retreat more than anything else is beauty for ashes. And it's my whole testimony, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And in each circumstance, whether it was from being molested sexually as a toddler to having an abortion and experiencing a time of rebellion, whether it was nearly losing my life so many times to finally having a child and him being autistic, and from the divorce of an emotional divorce from my husband to losing my mom, who was my best friend, to cancer. I mean, there's a myriad of stories there. Whatever it is, that's the story that God has placed on my heart. He's brought me through to the other side. But I could just sit there and I could be in a time of, you know, Lord, we had to go through bankruptcy. So evidently you don't want me to be in business. Evidently, you don't want me to have a good future like you tell me in your word. Evidently, you didn't predetermine that I would be successful. No, none of those circumstances were for what I was going through, but it was for me to take that message, that mess, and turn it into a message to share it with others, to give God the glory, to help bring more through the process, to let them know you will make it to the other side. God's got your back. He loves you. He wants to give you good things. It might not look like it right now, but trust me, if you stay in faith, he's faithful to you. The next thought that came to my mind last night was how many people are afraid to talk. Their businesses are suffering. He tells us in his word in Deuteronomy 8:18 that he's given us the ability to create wealth. And we put a cap or a lid on that because we're afraid to speak. And he gently reminded me of one of my favorite passages in the Word, one of my life passages. And he says here in Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew and I approved of you as my chosen instrument, as my chosen one. And before you were born, I separated and I set you apart, consecrating you. And I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Even if you don't feel like you're a prophet to the nations, you are. Your business is the greatest platform you could ever have to be a prophet to the nations. You have the ability to speak and teach and train and share incredible products and the ability to create wealth. But most importantly, to share the good news, to give hope. What's the greatest sponsoring or recruiting tool you could have in your business? Hope. Hope. And would you have as much hope and would you have as much faith if God hadn't set you apart before you were even born and given you that special call and then said, you know what, you're my heir. I'm going to give you everything you need. We've already read those verses, right? I want to go on and continue in Jeremiah 1 because then Jeremiah said, you know what, I can't speak. Listen, here's his excuse, because I'm only a kid. I'm a youth. How many times have you said, well, I can't ask for a booking or I can't talk to that person. I wouldn't know what to say or I feel inferior talking to that person. I wouldn't know what to say. Isn't that exactly what Moses said to Pharaoh? Look, here's Jeremiah's excuse. I'm just a kid. But listen, God loves us so much. Listen to what he tells Jeremiah, and he's telling you the same thing. But the Lord said to me, don't say I'm only a youth, for you will go to all the people that I will send you, and whatever I command you, you will speak. Don't be afraid of them and their faces, for I'm with you to deliver you, says the Lord. He said, don't worry about it. Wherever I send you, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to give you exactly what you need to say. Now let me ask you, have you been on any training calls? Have you been given scripts from your company? If you haven't, I'm going to encourage you to get on every single month so that you're equipped. I do a free Ask the Expert question and answer call, and it's filled with scripts. I don't do it as a sales promotion. I do it to give you scripts, to give you confidence, to give you tools so that wherever you're going through, even if you don't have two pennies to rub together, there's no reason you can't have the training that you need so that you can feel just like Jeremiah and know that God's got your back and he's going to give you what to say. And let's go on. It goes on to say, then the Lord put forth his hand and he touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. God's going to give you what to say. If you don't know what to say, and that's what's holding you back, he's your source of what to say. He's your source for everything. Everything. Psalm 62, 5 through 8 says, I wait quietly before God, for my hope is in him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor come from God alone. What comes from God alone? My salvation and my honor. God's my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. Oh, my people, trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge. And then he says, Selah, which means, you know what, take a minute and think about it. So think about it. God alone is our source. He's our refuge from the storm. If you're in a storm right now, I want you to know he's going to take you to the other side. He has never left anyone in the storm. Even when Peter said, Lord, Lord, if that's you, freaked out that it's a ghost and it's something demonic. He says, Lord, Lord, if that's you, let me come to you. And what did the Lord say? He didn't say, no, Peter, let me come to you. You just hang on there and you just wait. I'm on my way. Everything's going to be fine. No, he said, you know what? If you want to come to me, come to me. He kept him walking on the water the only time. When he started to go under was when he took his eyes off Jesus. He let his doubt, his fear, his questioning, his lack of faith overtake him, and then he started to sink. But the Lord reached out to him to protect him. But he's your refuge from the storm. He's our high fortress for protection from our enemies. He's our salvation. He's our honor. He's our hope. And when we're inside of what you might want to call his protective custody, no enemy can reach us. We have to trust in him at all times. Pour your heart out to him in times of trouble because you know what? He is your refuge. He is your source. It is in him alone that we have to put our trust and our hope. Psalm 119 tells us that the Lord is our portion. Genesis 22:14. From the very beginning of the word all the way to the end of the word, God tells us that the Lord is my provider. His name is Jehovah Jireh. That's what Abraham was saying. And look, he became the father of many nations. He was the father of our faith. Nehemiah 8:10 says, neither be you grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Psalm 1:3 tells us, whatever we do, it will prosper. Not if you do some things. Whatever we do, it will prosper. think about that. It tells us that the Lord wants us to prosper even as our soul prospers. Let me ask you, where's your mind, your will, and your emotion? It's going to prosper. If it's negative, it's going to grow. If it's positive, it's going to grow that. Psalm 107:9 tells us he satisfies the longing soul. He fills the hungry soul with good. Do you need financial provision? You've got your verses. Do you need someone to be your friend? You've got your verses. Do you wonder if he's going to fill your hungry soul? Are you seeking love in all the wrong places? Are you seeking contentment in all the wrong places? Are you seeking it through alcohol or drugs or self-medication or pornography or through loving people or having extramarital affairs or adultery or whatever it is outside of what God has for you? Your soul will always, always long for him. He will be there. He will be your strength. He will be everything that you need. I promise you. Psalm 145:16 says, you open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. God says, it's right here. It's in the palm of my hand. I'm giving it to you. You don't have to beg. You don't have to try to do it on your own. It's right here. It's right here. I want to satisfy the desires of every living thing. That includes you. Proverbs 3:5 goes on to tell us that we need to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and not lean on our own understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge and praise him, and he's going to direct our paths. And I don't know if you ever wonder, like, if God's going to leave you or, you know, is he even paying attention? Have you ever been in that place where you're like, Lord, excuse me, I've had enough. I need a little bit of help here. I'm ready for the breakthrough. I'm standing in faith. I'm ready. Oh, God knows I have. We've had that conversation many times. But he wants you to know in Isaiah 40:28-31, he says, have you not known, haven't you heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth? Listen to this. He doesn't faint, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He's not trying to figure it all out. He's already got it. Goes on to say he gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases the strength. Even the youth will faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But listen, those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with the wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk, and they shall not faint. God tells us not to worry what we're going to eat or drink or what we'll be clothed in. He tells us to be anxious for nothing in Matthew 6:31-33. God wants us to know that he's our source. He tells us in John 15:5-7 that he's the vine and we're the branches, and he who remains in me and I in him, the same bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. Why do we try so hard? Instead of trust the Lord and do exactly what he says, it's so simple. It goes back to that song we learned as children in Sunday school. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. How silly for us not to trust. How silly for us not to obey. 1 Corinthians 2:9 goes on to say, but as it is written, things which an eye didn't see or an ear didn't hear, which didn't enter into the heart of man, these God has prepared for those who love him. God has prepared things that you've not even thought about, that your eyes haven't seen, that your ears haven't even heard about before. God revealed them through his Spirit. He's given you these deep things. 2 Corinthians 9:8 goes on to tell us, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you always, having all sufficiency in everything, may abound to every good work. We can't work our way through the situations. We can't work our way through the problems. We can trust in God. We can let Him be our source. And we can take an inventory today. And I want to encourage you to do that, to take an inventory today of all the things that God is your source for, and count your blessings. My mom and I used to sing this song all the time. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. God is your source, and He loves you so much. He wants to give you things that you haven't even imagined yet. Don't look at the lack or the things that seem to not be going your way. Have faith and trust and ask the Lord, Lord, what would you have me do today? I've asked many times, Lord, what could I do to speed this process? And He gives me divine inspiration. And then sometimes He whispers to my heart and He said, all I want you to do is trust me more. I've got this. I'm your source. I'll take you through to the other side. Especially as we close this year, and we look forward to an amazing new year. I've got such an incredibly encouraging message for next week. So make sure you get on. Call all your friends, especially the ones that normally work and can't get on the call, and encourage them to be here, because we're going to be talking about the significance of 2015. And God's got an incredible message for you. And I can't wait to share it with you. Today, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for being our source. I know that you have not just equipped us, but you have well equipped us to be faith walkers and to be a conqueror through faith in you and your presence within me. Thank you so much. Father, thank you for giving each one of us a measure of faith, that we have more than enough to develop our ability to overcome the effects of the present age. Father, I glorify you and I lift you up. And I lift up those who may be struggling in their faith walk today. I ask you to show them who you are in Christ Jesus. And Lord, show us that great power that you've made available through your Spirit inside of us. Lord, I pray that they'll be encouraged in knowing that you are their source. And there is nothing that the evil one can throw against us that can conquer or defeat us when we are leaning on and trusting you as our refuge and our defender. Lord, thank you for granting them the victory through Christ Jesus, our Lord. That's so awesome. Lord, thank you that we are more than overcomers. You know, I love that song by Mandisa. Thank you for giving that to her, by the way, so that she could share it with us and we could always be able to sing that. We are overcomers. We do have that white stone of victory. Thank you that you loved us and you approved of us even before we were placed in our mother's wombs. Lord, you already had separated us apart and you have already consecrated us. You already gave us and appointed us our call. And Lord, we know part of that is just to share your message, your good news, and not to be concerned what others might think or say, but that you will give us each word to say in each situation. Lord, I thank you that we don't have to be nervous about what we're going to be saying. We don't have to be afraid. Faith, trust, they both overcome fear. Help us to love the way that you love. Help us to share your hope and be messengers of hope today. Lord, I pray that each financial need would be met. Each care or worry would be removed. Lord, I know there's been many companies that have closed. Many, many of my clients have been laid off. And Lord, I believe in my heart that you are giving them this opportunity to get even clearer, more on purpose with their purpose, that divine destiny, that spiritual DNA you've put inside of each one of them so they can flourish, they can grow your kingdom, they can be more on purpose to do what you've called them to do than ever before. Bless them. Draw them close. Help them to see, you know what, you've got them in protective custody, that you've got their back, that this is their time, that you're preparing them for something even greater. Lord, I do thank you for new jobs, new companies. I thank you that each person is blessed to be a blessing, and that they will be faithful to walk out what you've called them to do. Lord, I pray that you'll help us to watch our soul, our mind, our will, and emotions, that you would keep it, Lord, that you would keep it from sin, because we know that's where the battlefield takes place, right? In the mind. The battles are taking place in our minds, not in our spirit, man, but in our minds and in our soul realm. Protect it, Lord. Help us to have the right attitude. Help us to keep our eyes focused on you, giving you glory and honor for each and everything. Lord, I pray that this week especially, that each person feels love, not only from you, but from others, and that that love is grown, and that it's, you give them a new measure, that they can spend time with those that they love. Lord, help us to count our blessings and give you the glory for each thing. Lord, I praise you and I thank you. I love you. I thank you for the work you're doing in each person. We love you, Father God. We dedicate our lives to you afresh and anew this week. We dedicate our business afresh and anew to you this week. Help us as we're talking to friends and family this week that we may not have talked to share your love and your light, and that there would be no fear in what you would say through them to their family, to their loved ones, that they would trust you just like Jeremiah was told. Lord, I pray you'll touch their lips. There would be no fear, and they would share you openly and boldly with those you put in their path. Thank you, Lord, for letting us just be a part of your family. We love you so much. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I hope you have a fantastic week this week, everybody, and we'll talk again next week. Make sure you tune in for that call because it's going to be awesome. We're going to be talking about 2015. God's given me a very encouraging message already for that, so I can't wait to share it with you. And know that God promises to give you the desires of your heart and that he's the source. You don't have to try to work your way through it, muster your way through it, try to reason your way through it. Yes, he has given us those abilities, absolutely. But ultimately, the source is from God. Have a great week. I love you guys. Bye.